भाषा मनुष्य के संचार का सबसे महत्वपूर्ण माध्यम है। यह न केवल हमारे विचारों और भावनाओं को व्यक्त करने का साधन है, बल्कि समाज, संस्कृति और सभ्यता के विकास में भी इसकी अहम भूमिका रही है। परस्पर एक दूसरे से संवाद करने में भाषा का ही महत्व रहता है। विश्व में सैकड़ों भाषाएं बोली जाती हैं। भारत में भी एक कहावत है, कोस कोस पर बदले पानी, चार कोस पर वाणी। इसका मतलब है कि भारत में हर कुछ किलोमीटर पर पानी का स्वाद बदल जाता है और हर चार किलोमीटर पर भाषा या बोलने का तरीका बदल जाता है। लेकिन चेन्नई के रहने वाले 19 वर्षीय अक्रम, जो लगभग 400 भाषाएं समझ सकते हैं, 46 भाषाएं बोल, लिख और पढ़ सकते हैं, ये इसमें एक अपवाद है। ये कोई आम बात नहीं है। मात्र 4 साल की आयु से इन्होंने विभिन्न भाषाएँ सीखनी शुरू कर दी थी। इसमें इनके पिता का भी योगदान रहा, जो स्वयं 16 भाषाओं के जानकार हैं। अक्रम ने भाषा सीखने की शुरुआत तमिल और इंग्लिश से की। 8 साल की आयु तक अक्रम ने 50 भाषाएं सीख ली। यही नहीं, इन्होंने इन भाषा की टाइपिंग करना भी शुरू कर दी, जो इतने कम उम्र पर एक बहुत बड़ी बात है। कई अवार्ड्स भी मिले, देश विदेश अपनी प्रतिभा के दम पर गए। कैसे उनकी ये दिलचस्प यात्रा शुरू हुई, अक्रम बताते हैं।
हेलो, माय नेम इज अक्रम and I'm from India, exactly from Tamil Nadu, in a state called Chennai. So right now I'm pursuing linguistics. My major is linguistics. I'm a second year college student in Open University, located in Milton Keynes. So it's like 100 miles from London, I guess. And so it all started, my language journey started at the age of 4. So when I was 4 years old, I started to learn the languages. So my native language, my mother tongue, is actually Tamil, not Hindi. So the first alphabet I learned was English alphabet, which my parents taught me. And I learned all the 26 letters in just like a span of 6 days. So which make my parents impressed, like surprised. How did this boy learned the whole alphabet in just 6 days? And then my parents taught me how to read and write in Tamil letters also, which is my native language. And Tamil alphabet has actually 299 letters totally, compared to English. So I learned all these 299 characters in just 3 to 4 weeks. So because an average kid will take at least two to three months just to learn English, while if they're learning about Tamil, it will take at least 6 months. But I learned in less than 1 month, which made my parents very surprised. So that is the starting age, the language. So currently I'm capable of speaking 46 languages, and I'm able to read, write and type in 400 different languages. And 46, I'm not fluent in all 46 languages, like 100%. I can say like I'm fluent in 10 to 15 languages, while other languages are at different levels. Like I might be in intermediate level, or I might be in upper intermediate, or I might be super beginner, intermediate beginner, like A2 or B1, something like that. So yeah, it varies according to the language. I'm in different levels in different languages. So I would say 10 to 15 languages I'm fluent. And the journey, I said that my journey started at the age of 4, right? And then at that time, my father knew 16 languages because he has worked in abroad for a lot of countries. I would say 32 countries. He has traveled to 32 countries, not for vacation, but for work, employment purposes. So because of that reason, he has learned 16 languages. So when I was 4, my parents, my dad especially, taught me all those 16 languages, how to read and write. And then at the age of 6, in the span of 2 years, I learned all these 16 languages, how to read and write. All right, how to read and write. I learned how to at 16, at the age of 6, I mean. So after 6, I was immersed by the ability of typewriting. And then I started to learn typewriting also at the age of 6. And then I learned how to type in 16 languages at the age of 6. Then I got so many awards also. At the age of 8, I got World English Multi-Language Typist in Punjab. So at the age of 8, I nearly know 50 languages, 50, how to read, write and type. And at the age of 10, I learned up to 200 languages. And when I was 12 years old, I made that 202. 400 different languages. And at the age of 14 only, I started to speak a language. Okay, so at the age of 14 on my own. And at the age of 12 itself, I got interested in the ability of speaking. Just like how I got interest in typewriting at the age of 6, I got interest in speaking a language at the age of 12. But I seriously took it at the age of 14 only. And how did I learn the languages? The first thing is it's God's gift, I would say. And the second thing is I have the talent in this field. So these two things made me. And although another reason is there, which is my motto, I will always have this in my heart, which is if I speak in English or the people's second language, I will speak to their brain. But if I speak in their native language or the first language, I will speak to their heart. So I will keep this motto at my heart all the time. So that is why I try to learn all the languages, whether it's hard language or easy languages.
अब भले उनके अंदर इतनी प्रतिभा है और वो सैकड़ों भाषा के जानकार हैं, लेकिन एक फॉर्मल स्कूलिंग में उनको छोटी मोटी परेशानियों का सामना करना पड़ा। अब वो तो भाषा के प्रति आकर्षित थे और स्कूल अपने सिस्टम से चलता है। एक इजराइल के स्कूल से इन्होंने ऑनलाइन पढ़ाई शुरू की, वो भी तब जब भारत के स्कूल ने इनको रेगुलर स्कूल में प्रवेश देने से मना कर दिया। बाद में अक्रम ने नेशनल इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ ओपन स्कूलिंग से अपनी पढ़ाई जारी रखी। आज भी वो मिल्टन यूके में ओपन यूनिवर्सिटी से स्नातक की पढ़ाई कर रहे हैं।
अबाउट स्कूल, since I found out at the early age that I have talent in languages, so I was actually studying in a normal school from first grade to fifth grade until 10th years. I mean, when I was 10 years, I stopped schooling because I didn't have much interest on going further on school education. I want to continue my wish and my talent. I want to continue my talent, which is languages. So I don't want to learn mathematics or science or any other subjects related to school. I lost interest, you say. So I said to my parents that please let me join in any school where they teach only the languages, not any other subjects. And they also nodded, and then they take me to the language school, which is in Israel. And I did 2 years of online education of Israeli education. And then in that school, they only teach me languages. So that is that thing. I was 12 years old. So that is the time I tried to speak a language like Hebrew, Arabic, and German, French, all these languages with grammar, everything I learned. And then after completing seventh grade, I realized that I need to have a certificate, because in future, if I just wanted to take a driving license, for example, I need to have or passport, anything. You say anything, passport or driving license, anything, the government issued certificate need the school certificate, right? So that I realized, and I did my eighth grade in NIOS, National Institute of Open Schooling, and I wrote the exam and I got the certificate. Because I didn't have much interest in school studies, that is why I chose languages. And then the NIOS really helped me because I only need the certificate. And then and the ninth grade, hopefully it's all thanks to God. I was participating in a talent show in Germany, and they for winning the competition, they offered me a gift which I can study anywhere in Europe. That is the thing which I was studying in Danube International School, located in Vienna. And that is the thing which made me learn to speak a language. So in my school alone, there were like 39 nationality. So I just communicate with my classmates, schoolmates, and then I practice my languages. Yeah, so this is my schooling, and currently I graduated high school, I mean all the schools. So I'm right now I'm in a second year college university student, and my major is linguistics, same related to languages.
आज अकरम अपनी भाषाओं के ज्ञान और अपनी प्रतिभा के दम पर अपना ओपन स्कूल चलाते हैं, जहां पर ये ऑनलाइन और ऑफलाइन दोनों तरह से लोगों को विभिन्न भाषाएं पढ़ाते हैं। अपना यूट्यूब चैनल भी है जिस पर ये क्लासेस भी लेते हैं। कुछ भी हो, अकरम की ये प्रतिभा असाधारण है।
And right now, I'm not only a student, also I'm a teacher. Because, you know, like during the lockdown 2020, I was running a YouTube channel YouTube channel, I upload the videos regarding the languages, how to learn languages, how to easily learn it. So my subscribers requested me to teach to them because they feel that a boy has learned these many languages. So if this boy is teaching to them, they might learn easily. So also they thought, and I started to teach. So I started on 2020 and now it's 2025, almost 5 years have passed, and I can proudly say that I have 5 years experience in teaching. So I'm a teacher now, and also not only for the students in Tamil Nadu, also I'm doing through online, so I can cover up all over the world, all the students. And also recently I went to 4 countries, which are Thailand and then Burma and then Indonesia and then Cambodia. I taught English to these school children. So the school invited me to teach English to the kids, and we went and then taught to them. So I'm kind of teacher now, student and a teacher.
निसंदेह बच्चों को उनकी प्रतिभा के अनुसार ही पढ़ाना चाहिए, वो तभी अपनी छुपी हुई प्रतिभा को सामने ला सकते हैं। लखनऊ से फैसल फजल।